In a cartoon, words appear through clouds.
Aye, aye, aye.
Bumblebee Man flies past with a swarm of bees chasing him. In the school, Bart copies a sentence on a chalkboard. Caucus is not a dirty word. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from the Fox Broadcasting Company. Described by Anna Capizera, read by Kat Lentz. In the living room, the Simpsons find a sword jutting out of their couch. Homer struggles to remove it, then gives up. Flanders strolls in and effortlessly pulls the sword out. An inscription on its side reads, "Property of Ned Flanders." Titles appear on a TV, created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon. The kids watch Itchy and Scratchy and the cat's speech. Scratchy speaks into a microphone.
In these dark times.
Itchy pours a pan of hot marbles down Scratchy's throat. They burn through the cat's stomach and blood gushes out. In a war zone, three soldier cats listening give disturbed looks. Scratchy collapses, and Hitler runs over him with a steamroller. Maggie raises her arm in a Heil Hitler gesture, and Lisa worriedly pushes it down. Krusty appears.
Can't get enough Itchy and Scratchy, and now it's time for another Itchy and Scratchy. Who's the star of this show? Me or...
In the social pet work, Itchy guts Scratchy with an oar, then rows him like a crew boat down the Charles River. Words appear. Scratchy sued over being turned into a canoe and won $65 million. He was given a sack with a dollar sign on it, but when he opened it, he saw a bomb with a lit fuse. He threw it out the window and got a relieved look on his face. However, the bomb landed on a trampoline held up by fireman Itchy's, bounced back into the room, and killed him.
Why is my show all cartoons? And all the movies they're making fun of are over a year old. It's like those parodies were written when the movies came out, but it took so long to animate them that we look dated and hacky. Why can't we... Oh!
In Black and Blue Swan, Scratchy pirouettes on stage. Itchy spins him faster and faster until his head, flesh, intestines, and internal organs fly off. Scratchy stops spinning, now just a decapitated skeleton.
Kids, that's enough TV. Maggie's eye is starting to wander.
She turns Maggie's pacifier to straighten her eye.
Mom, what are you doing?
No more TV. We're gonna get some fresh air and visit the Museum of Television.
Why can't we visit a real museum, one that doesn't have the skeletons of the Three Stooges in the lobby?
We have to see the Museum of TV before next Wednesday, when it closes forever.
It's closing? But where will people find clips of old TV shows if they're not housed in a giant building? Where? Where?
A computer shows The Simpsons playing on a media streaming website. Later, outside the museum, a sign reads, "Coming soon," a yogurt shop, a nail salon, and an empty suite. Inside, a Three Stooges exhibit shows Moe's skeleton poking Larry's in the eye sockets. Workmen disassemble cutouts of King of the Hill characters in choppy time lapse. As comic book guy pushes away the Batmobile, a flame from its exhaust burns him.
They're selling off all the old TV relics.
Bart finds a revolver on a table.
Whoa, the gun sheriff baby wore.
A poster shows a gunslinger baby. Bart accidentally fires.
Bart!
Homer checks his pants.
Thank God I had this in my pocket.
As he kisses a gun with a large bullet, it fires. The shot hits the lawn in a Beverly Hillbillies display, and oil bubbles up.
Oh, my pants are splitting wide open. And people will see my tattoo of Donald Duck smoking a doob. That was for Marge's eyes only.
Marge gives her kids an uneasy smile.
Oh, my God! Fatso Flanagan!
Who's Fatso Flanagan?
Only the funniest black and white man ever.
Isn't that just a ripoff of the Honeymooners?
Everything's a ripoff of the Honeymooners. Margie, you're the greatest.
Oh, Ralph, Fred, Archie, King of Queens... I mean, Homer.
A TV plays a clip.
You'll see, Eunice.
I'm gonna win the Irish sweepstakes, and then I'm buying you a mink coat. Are you getting excited?
No, that's me not holding my breath.
Just you wait, Eunice. Just you wait.
He minds shooting her.
Cuss splatter! See your grave there?
Eunice watches unamused as he pretends to dance a jig on her grave.
They were so childless and miserable.
He eyes a pair of pants.
Size 48. That's when he was the funniest.
How would you know?
I was Fatso's agent. Annie Dubinsky. If you ever hear a star's name and wonder, is he dead? The answer is either I represent him or yes.
Well, let me ask you something. Is there a place for an old-fashioned lard-ass like me on today's television?
Would you play a bloated corpse on CSI?
Would I?
He lies on the floor and plays dead.
Wow, that's good bloat work.
He always comes back really religious.
Now in a TV network conference room.
You're killing me here with this catchy and patchy. I'm barely on my own show.
Today's kids are uncomfortable with a clown whose every reference they have to look up on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, Twitter, who names these things? Percy Dove Tonsils? Get it? Come on, he was on Ernie Kovacs with the smoking jacket.
The executives frown.
Krusty, we want to make some changes.
What kind of changes?
Krusty, this is never easy, but you're fired.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, no. My contract states there's only one way you're allowed to fire me.
Now on the roof, they shoot him from a cannon.
Yep, everything's nice and legal.
He lands in a cannon at a war reenactment. It fires him back into the first cannon.
Could this be more awkward?
Later, in an office.
They took my dressing room, my parking space, even my writer, so I don't have a funny third item. But at least I got you, my agent and best friend.
His bespectacled agent sighs.
Krustela, I'm gonna drop you as a friend first, so that when I drop you as a client, you'll know it's only business.
But we shared everything! Boats, girlfriends, condos, and when I finished, every one of them was spick and span!
Krusty, I'm gonna prove that it's over.
What, I'm on your garage door opener?
It's a smartphone, you out of it hack!
He deletes him from his contacts. As Krusty crawls away, the agent hits a button on his desk. The door closes on Krusty's foot.
Little help?
This only shuts the door.
Folding his arms, the agent turns away, now at a Krusty Burger.
So, what was everyone's favorite moment at the museum?
I liked the knowledgeable docents.
I liked the early closing time.
Krusty sobs in a ball pit.
Krusty?
Oh, fate is so cruel. This morning I was a star with a top agent. Now I'm strung out in a ball pit. Go away. No kid should see his hero sunk so low.
Well, you're not exactly my hero. I see you more as a cautionary tale.
What? I'll show you as a cautionary tale.
As he tries to move toward her, he sinks under the balls. His body floats to the surface face down. Later.
You're not licked, Krusty. People love a comeback. Look at Robert Downey Jr., Mickey Rourke.
I don't know if I got it in me.
Well, people also love a quitter. Sarah Palin, the Beatles.
It's hopeless without an agent.
You need an agent? We met a 10%er today. She'll get you meetings with the Eye, the Peacock, the Alphabet Web. You'll have a skein on the sked before you can say, Krusty's Wardrobe furnished by Ha Ha's of Beverly Hills.
A new agent? I better freshen up.
Jumping back into the pit, he rubs balls in his armpits as if they were soap.
Also better get back on those antipsychotic meds.
Now, a sign outside an office reads, use pliers to open door.
Oh, this is a bad sign. I've been to classier gas stations.
Annie emerges.
I know that laugh. It's the laugh of the most ungrateful, credit-grabbing, other people's room service eating man that I ever met. I will never forgive you for what you did to me.
Retreating, she slams the door.
Krusty, you know her?
She sure knows me.
Ms. Dubinsky, can you please just tell us why you hate Krusty?
Annie sighs.
Come on in. It's a long story.
Oh, now I hate him, too.
It was the mid-60s.
In a flashback at a club.
I was a virgin agent, looking for a first client or a fourth husband. And then I saw him.
Hey, hey. Scary world. They start with the A-bomb, then skip right to the H-bomb. These geniuses can blow up the planet, but they don't know the alphabet.
Smoking a cigarette, young Krusty wears glasses, a beret, and a turtleneck.
I knew he could be big. He just needed some savvy fingers to mold his clay into an alley.
Now they sit in a diner's booth.
Herschel! You killed him tonight!
There wasn't a dry turtleneck in the house.
But mark my words, the bohemian crowd is small potatoes. You're gonna have to broaden your act if you want to play in Peoria.
I don't want to play in Peoria. They're always doing construction on Highway 74.
I mean, if you want to hit it big, you gotta lose this.
She removes his beret and glasses, then grabs her drink's cherry.
Stick this on.
She puts it on his nose.
And make your comedy a touch more physical.
How do I do that?
Like so.
She pours coffee in his lap. Jumping up, he falls onto a rolling cart, which smashes into a pie case. He grabs a pie and holds it to his crotch.
Wow, this is the best kind of comedy of all. Cheap!
Herschel, you are going to get everything you want. money and women.
There's only one thing I want. Ice for my ding-dong and you.
Every night he had him rolling in the aisles, followed by a roll in the hay-hay with me.
In a building, Krusty closes a window's drapes. Three other famous clowns close their curtains. A sign above reads, The Clown Plaza Hotel.
This is the part where I get the kids out of the room.
Oh, grow up. Today's kids are less sensitive than an army condom. They see more on TV than my mother did on her wedding night. And they don't complain about it for the next 50 years.
In the flashback.
I got big plans for us, Krusty. This is just the beginning.
Actually, sweetheart, it's the end. I'm leaving you for Ron Wabinowitz at United Parasites.
You wait until now to tell me that?
I can only tell the truth right after sex. But all during sex, I was thinking it.
Get out!
As he exits, the flower pot hits his head.
You ungrateful pig! I made you!
Deep down, I'm doing this to get back at my father!
Don't blame this on me. Your childhood was heaven.
He hurls a flower pot from his window.
I was so mad at him, I didn't have sex with a clown for 5 months.
What about mimes?
Come on, I'm not made of stone.
Annie, would you ever consider taking Krusty back as a client?
No, absolutely not. Trust with me is like a candle. When you blow it out, it's gone for good.
What about a comedy candle? You know, that relights itself?
I don't find those funny, just frustrating.
They're pretty funny. Once I used one on Milhouse, he was wishing for his parents to get back together, but the flame never went out.
Good one, boy.
They bump fingers.
Annie, I'm down on my rebuilt knee. Can't you forgive me? Please? For the sake of me getting what I want?
She glares down at him and he blinks pathetically.
Fine, but no nonsense. Except, of course, during working hours. Then it's all nonsense.
Later on the phone.
Great! So we're booked for 3 weeks in June at the Springfield Playhouse. I promise you, Krusty will show up on time or sober. Yeah, that's right. I said or.
She hangs up.
Let me get this straight. You want me to do my kid show for adults? They're gonna want F-bombs, and all I can give them is caca and tatas.
Krusty, there is nothing people love more than the things they loved when they were kids. So you recreate your show for adults. It worked like magic for Pee Wee Herman after his setback.
What did he get in trouble for? That's all? I did that while you were on the phone.
She rolls her eyes. Nighttime, from backstage at the Playhouse, Annie checks out the crowd.
You know, I'm a little nervous about doing live theater again.
Come on, didn't you do your TV show in front of an audience for years?
Yeah, but they were kids and we gave them candy if they laughed. And if they didn't, until the 70s, I hit them with a stick. Some jerk tracked down the kids and made a documentary. It's called Circus of Shame or something.
Sideshow Mel stands on stage.
And now, let's welcome a man the Spanish call Señor No Fun, Krusty the Clown!
Hey, kids!
Hey, Krusty!
Who here likes nostalgia?
Everything's perfect about the past, except how it led to the present.
Then welcome back the original Tick-Tock the Clock!
Would that I could turn back time and never play this career-killing role.
Ooh, looks like TikTok is telling us it's time for...
What's in Krusty's pocket?
Krusty uses a hook on the wall to hold open his giant pants pocket. He takes out a hat stand and a potted cactus. Three showgirls climb out. As they dance in a chorus line, some crowd members stand and applaud.
I pulled out everything but my little Krusty. Oh, what the heck?
He takes out a little person dressed like him. Later, he and Annie eavesdrop as the audience heads out.
Oh, that was great, man. I feel like I'm 10 again.
Everything I loved as a kid and hated as a teenager, I love as an adult.
No one knows better than me that it's here today, gone tomorrow. But I'm here today, thanks to you, honey.
As they kiss, they accidentally swap makeup.
Sorry.
This one I think is mine.
Yeah, she retrieves her fake eyelash and an earring.
Well, that looks better on you, honey.
No. Yeah. It screams you.
Let's just keep smooching till everything sorts itself out.
Krusty closes curtains to shield them.
I'm done.
Krusty, you're getting the best reviews of your career.
One show's 2.5 stars.
Yep, I'm back on top. And this time I'm not blowing it on cocaine for my horses. They start well, then they get paranoid around the third turn.
And you'll have plenty to invest. The networks have come crawling.
Which ones? Telebozo? Shtick at Night? ESPU?
Better, baby.
Our premium cable network is a little different from what you're used to. Our brand is classy and upscale.
And we pay for everything with soft porno and boxing.
Wait a minute. There's soft porno?
And here you don't have to worry about budgets, and the critics are in our pocket.
Even the Boston Phoenix?
If not, we'll burn it to the ground.
And that will be the end of that Phoenix.
All good. I just have one non-negotiable demand. This brass begonia here is my producer. Now, until the end of time.
Really?
Yep. And you know that anything said at a network pitch meeting can be taken to the bank.
Now in a promo, four fancy women walk through a city, a mob boss stands with his thugs, a colonial man speaks in a courtroom, three cartoon men chat, and Krusty does stand-up. HBO time. It's not just TV, it's more expensive.
Krusty, my man, you finally hit it big.
You said it. The Entourage actors are now my interns.
I got your coffees, Mr. K.
Too hot. Too cold.
Kevin Dillon mixes the two coffees. Krusty drinks.
Genius.
No. What, are you crazy? You can't put a green wall behind a clown with green hair. Beloved entertainer.
Sad old man.
Krusty's hair blends in with the wall and he looks bald.
Sad old man.
He ain't changing, so everything else in the world has to.
Annie, it's your first day on the set. Scream something nice.
Krusty, I am here to serve you and no one else. Nice gets booked at birthday parties.
Hey, birthday parties got me through some tough times. For years, I lived on piñata candy.
Yeah? But from now on, the only birthday parties you are gonna do are for the insane sons of rich Middle Eastern dictators. Your going rate is 100 barrels of oil.
Whoa, that's Beyonce volume.
Later, Mr. Teeny follows along with Krusty as they practice a tap routine. They raise their top hats, step from side to side, and spin their canes. As they finish, Mr. Teeny poses in front of Krusty.
One hairy banana peeling scene stealing minute here.
What? What'd I do?
Whose show is this, huh? Huh? Whose name is on that sign? Yeah, that's right, little buddy boy. Krusty. Krusty. And don't you ever upstage him, or craft service will be serving chimp tacos.
The crew eyes Mr. Teeny.
Yeah, I'd like to squeeze a lime on that.
As the chimp cowers, the executives watch from backstage.
Now, apologize to Krusty.
Mr. Teeny kisses Krusty on the mouth.
Not so hard. She'll know we have a pass.
Later.
What's going on, yanking me out of my schwitz? I look like an unwrapped mummy. Ooh, idea for sketch. Wrapping mummy. Notorious T.U.T. It writes itself. Find someone to write it. Where's Annie?
Annie is what we need to discuss.
She's out of control. She called a network vice president unhip.
And he reads GQ. And he's straight.
And recently, we had this incident.
A monitor shows Annie in a golf cart chasing a teenager.
She claimed this intern sharpened her pencil too pointy.
Oh, I see what's going on here. If a woman does it, she's a bitch. But in a man, those traits would be considered...
The monitor shows Annie's cart chasing the teen through a building.
That hallway looks familiar.
I'm only getting college credit for this.
The teen races by with Annie on his tail.
Wow, I can't believe we're in the audience of a pay cable show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Krusty's favorite part of the taping, talking to the audience before the show.
Hey, how are you? Don't talk to me. The show's starting.
Sideshow Mel turns the crank on a giant jack-in-the-box.
And now, the clown that never lets you down, Krusty the Clown!
Krusty launches out and lands on his face.
Hey, hey, premium cable subscribers. Tonight, we've got the cast of the hit Boardwalk Vampire. We've also got Janine Garofalo.
Wait a minute. We have very specific language in our contract saying no guests who are funnier than Krusty.
Janine has promised to be strictly angry and polemical.
And I'll keep my promise, like Obama did with Guantanamo.
Oh, that's funnier than I can ever hope to be.
Sorry, Janine. Grab some shrimp and go. You can fill your stupid beret once.
Burn on you. I brought my expandable beret.
She takes it off and stretches it.
Krusty, this is exactly the kind of meddling that only we're allowed to do. Fire her as we discussed.
Don't make us threaten you.
Krusty, why did you tell them?
I did that laugh that people interpret any way they want.
I thought that laugh meant I love you.
It can.
Well, there's no room for waffling anymore. You're with me forever or never. Which is it?
But then, when you said...
Mo and the barflies watch.
I'm paying extra for this channel. Hasn't been good since The Wire. Who am I kidding? I never watched The Wire. Had to bluff my way through so many conversations.
Well, Annie, I think you know my answer.
Now they lie in bed.
Wow, Krusty. Adjusting for age. That was amazing.
Hey, hey. And the best thing is, I kept my word and I got a new show.
Sex Over 60, The Mechanics of the Impossible. Take two.
A wider view shows the bedroom sitting on a set. Krusty and Annie sink below the covers and we see the shapes of their bodies moving underneath. Credits: Executive Producer Al Jean. Executive Producers James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, Sam Simon.